Hello, my name is Sipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 42. This perek represents the beginning of its own subsection of Tehillim, one that spans many prakim that we will be learning together. These are the songs of the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korach, son of Yitzhar, son of Kehas, son of Levi. The story of Korach is familiar to us from the Torah, from the Sefer Bamidbar. It was he who mounted a rebellion to impugn the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. As a result of this, Korach and his followers were swallowed by the earth. And yet, here we are. Korach's sons are specifically mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Basra, counted among the 10 elders who contributed to the authorship of Tehillim. These, Asir, Elkanah, Nevi, Asaf. How did they get here? Where do they go from here? How are their songs of power, of pathos, applicable to us today? Let's learn the Pesukim together and find out. Lamnatzeach maskil evnei Korach, for the conductor a maskil of the sons of Korach. Ke'ayal ta'arog alafike mayim, kein nafshi sa'arog elecha Elokim. As a heart cries longingly for rivulets of water, so does my soul cry longingly for you, O Hashem. Ka'ayel ta'arog alafike mayim, we are familiar with these words from numerous songs that we've heard and sung over the years. The meaning of these words, however, may not be fully known to us. Rashi explains that this ayel, this heart, is considered chasidah shebechayos, the most pious of all of the animals. Why? What does it do? When all of the animals are thirsty, they gather around her, and she digs a hole to bury her face in the ground and to call out to Hashem. And Hashem takes pity on her and fills the stream with water for them to drink. This is fascinating, and it corresponds to the earth that swallowed the Bnei Korach and to the exile in which we find ourselves. What does a Jew do to get out of the depths, to have the waters that we need to sustain us? It is to follow the needs of our friends, and instead of praying only for our own needs, if we intuit the needs of our friends and pray for them, we can and will be answered. This idea might also answer the question we may have of why, if these songs were written by all the Bnei Korach, Asir, Elkanah, and Avi Asaf, the Mishorer speaks in a singular voice. Perhaps each one of them was praying for his brother, and so must we. Let's continue in the Pesukim. Tzama nafshi lelokim lekel chai, masai avo ve'era'e p'nei elokim. My soul thirsts for Hashem, for the living God. When will I come and appear before him, before my Hashem? Era'e p'nei elokim here is an allusion to the longing for the mitzvah v'aliyah l'regel, the ascendancy three times a year when Jews went up to Jerusalem to the Beis HaMikdash for the three major holidays. But now, all of a sudden, we hear of suffering, a suffusion of sorrow because the poet's enemies are mocking him, and that causes him to cry. And tears become his daily bread. He can't eat because of his affliction. Haysa li dim'asi lechem yomam v'layla, be'emar elai kol hayom, ayei elokecha. My tears were my bread day and night when they say to me all day long, where is your God? And he begins to describe what it was like to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and the agony he feels that he separated therefrom. Eila ezkara veshbecha alai nafshi, ki evar basach edadeim ad beis elokim, b'kol rina v'soda hamon chogeg. These things I will remember and I will pour out my soul because of the pain which is upon me. How I passed on together with the throng, I walked slowly and leisurely with them until the house of Hashem, with a joyful shouting and thanksgiving, and a celebrating multitude that surrounded me. And as he feels this pain, and as he relives the sorrow of separation, he begins to console himself. Matishtoch achi nafshi, vatehemi alai, hochili lelokim, ki odo denu yishuos panav. Why are you downcast, my soul, and why do you stir within me? Just hope to Hashem, for I will yet thank him for the salvations of his presence. And this is a key phrase, it's a key chorus that will be very central to this chapter and to the next one. But even though he calms himself, and even though he tries to console himself, the distress returns. Elokai alai nafshti tishtochach, al kein ezkarcha me'eretz yarden v'chermonim me'har mitzar. Elokai, I'll tell you why I'm so upset. I'll tell you why my soul turns within me. Because I remember the times of the Yarden and the Chermonim, and that little mountain, the Har Mitzar. In all of those places, when our behavior as a nation was so sinful, you forgave us, despite what happened, and you brought us into Eretz Yisrael. But here I am, all alone in exile. You have not yet fulfilled your promise to me, and so I am sad. Tehom el tehom korei l'kol tzinorecha, kol mishperecha v'galecha alai avaru. Deep calls to deep, sorrow calls to sorrow, the sound of your water channels. All of your breakers and waves passed over me. And then the doubts again, and the refrain of underscoring belief. Yomam yitzaveh Hashem chazdo, uvalaila shiro imi, tefila lekel chayai. We pray that Hashem will command and bring the light of the Geula, which is likened to the light of day, as we sit in darkness, as we sit in the night of exile. Yomam yitzaveh Hashem, may the Lord command his kindness by day, and at night may his resting place be with me. This is the prayer to the God of my life. I say to Hashem, why do you forget me? I ask Hashem, please don't allow me to walk around in gloom under the oppression of the enemy. Omra lakel sal'i lama shechachtani, lama kodere lech v'lachatz oyev. The depth of my pain is so deep that I feel as if my mockers murder me in my own bones. And the words here are so powerful. Beretzech batzmosai charfuni, so rurai. Ba'amra me'lai kol hayom aye elokecha. When they say every day again and again to me, where is your God? I feel the pain inside of me to the depth of my very being. But at the end, it turns again. And once again, we hear the words of comfort. Ma tishtochachi nafshi u'ma tehemi alai. Hochili lelokim ki od odenu yishuos panai ve'elokai. Don't feel bad. There is always hope, and I will thank Hashem yet for the salvations of my face and my God. Now that we have lived through these words with the Meshorer and we have tasted their meaning, let us look again into their provenance. Who were these B'nai Korach, the original Asir, Elkanah, Navi Asaf? How were their songs a part of our repertoire? Were they not buried alive along with all of the followers of Korach? And so here we remind ourselves of the words of the Torah, Parshas Pinchas, B'nei Korach lo mesu, the sons of Korach did not die. The Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates that initially they took part in the insurrection against Moshe, but then they repented. So while the B'nei Korach were swallowed into the earth, they were given a higher place in the netherworld. And from this perch, underground, they began to sing. But here in this perek in Tehillim, Rashi expands upon this story and tells us, more, that in the place that they were swallowed, while they were buried alive, they began to sing these songs, and thus they were elevated. And when they went up, they began to get Ruach HaKodesh, a prophetic spirit, and they prophesied about the exile, destruction, and the kingdom of Beis David, the future redemption. So these, the B'nai Korach, were actually in the lowest possible place. They lived through their own shift off the mortal coil. They had the experience of separating themselves from Klal Yisrael and leaving this world as a result of their sin. But then they survived their punishment and they were able to come back to Klal Yisrael and to see the future of our separation and of our destruction, but then of our ultimate rejuvenation. All of the Mizmorim, the songs that we will learn together, will be from this perspective of those that saw it all and returned to foresee a shining future. This leads us to remember the unusual strength of Tehillim itself. King David, David HaMelech, laid down the map of all possible pathways of prayer, first tapping into the panoply of human experience. And he created these channels, forged by the great ones, so that we can access them in our times of need. So their experiences and their words never disappeared. David collected them and gave them to us to utilize. This prayer of the sons of Korach was said at the times of descent, and these are the words that brought them out of the lowest possible place. And it is in our hands to use these words. The power, their strength, remains. This is why in the prayer that precedes the recitation of Tehillim we say, Shetehei nachshevas lanu amiras mizmorei Tehillim elu, ki'ilu amram David ha-melech ba'atzmo. May our iteration of these words of Tehillim be considered as if King David himself recited them. This is the chapter we can use to maintain ourselves during the times that we feel swallowed up by the trials of life on this earth, overwhelmed by the forces that threaten to bring us down. With this perek, we ascend, we rise, and we awaken ourselves to Geula, to the promise of redemption. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.